All right, KFI AM 640. It's Conway Show. It's Monday, and we welcome the good doctor every single Monday. Dr. Ray Kasheri coming out of St. Joe's in Orange. And man, nobody does it like Dr. Ray. The Dr. Ray segment is being brought to you by AGA Medicare Options. Get a free no-obligation consultation to get the right Medicare coverage for you and your family. Go to AGAMedicareOptions.com. Dr. Ray, how are you, sir?
Tim, I am doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing excellent. I got a ton of people asking questions, so can we get right into it?
Let's go. There's a lot of COVID news today, actually. Okay,
I know,
go.
It's huge. Might need four segments. Okay. Here's one from a guy named Mario. I was wondering if you could ask Dr. Ray Kasheri, by the way, perfect spelling on Kasheri, a question.
Wow.
The question is, what percentage of COVID-19 positive people end up in the hospital versus staying at home and getting over it at home? Great question.
Yeah, it's actually only about 5 to 6%. So it's not that high a percentage.
Right.
Well, actually, you know what? It's a little higher than that. That's the percentage that goes into the ICU. It's probably a little higher than that, maybe like 10%, but it's not a massive number of people.
Right. But, doctor, if there's no cure for it, how come most of the people walk out of the hospital? That's a mystery to me.
Well, because their own body fights the infection like it does with every virus. And we do have treatments now. We have very good, much better treatments than we had before because we understand the virus now. So we know, for example, that we keep them anticoagulated. We keep them on oxygen. Right. We can use antivirals. We can use antibodies. So there's a lot of things that we've learned so that our treatments are much better than they used to be.
All right. I got another one for you here, Doc. The World Health Organization, you have said from day one, it is not good to be inside. You've got to get outside. And you've said it almost weekly, almost daily, that being inside is one of the worst things you can do. The World Health Organization disagreed with you forever and ever and ever and ever, and they've just recently flip-flopped, and now they're on your side.
Oh, absolutely. The World Health Organization definitely says now that outside is much better than inside. But
right.
Even more important, Dr. Navarro, the president, well, he's a physician at the World Health Organization. He said today, and this is incredible, actually he said it yesterday, he said they no longer advocate lockdowns as a method of controlling coronavirus.
Then why are we locked down?
He said that. Well, you know, because there was a lot of confusion. And the reason he said that is that the consequences of lockdowns are worse than the consequences of the virus in certain situations. He said that lockdowns are making poor people poorer, and it's destroying the economies of countries all around the world. Now, you and I remember when we first started talking about this, I said everybody's looking at the effects of the virus and they're determining their course of action based on the risks of the virus. What nobody ever considered was, what's the risk of the lockdown? What's the risk of doing what we did?
Right.
And now it's become apparent what the risks are, and there's significant risks. So the World Health Organization has done an about-face.
And especially the psychological damage of, I read this online, the psychological damage of large families that live in small apartments is devastating.
Yeah, I'm not sure that, I really don't know what the recovery period is going to be for this, because especially poor families, kids haven't learned for over a year. Some kids are not getting adequate nutrition because they're not going to school.
Right.
And then the effect of living in such close quarters, alcoholism's up, suicide's up, domestic disputes are up.
And that's just in my house.
This has definite consequences.
Right.
And it was necessary at a point when things are out of control and we are straining healthcare resources.
Right. And we didn't know what we had.
Really, right now. That's exactly right. And we didn't want to flood the hospitals and so on. But it's a different situation now. We really need to reconsider all this.
And there's a new study out there that says schools are not super spreading events. Not.
Oh, you know, this is really interesting. This came out from Brown University. and just today. And what they found out, they studied 200,000 school kids in 47 states, and they studied the last 2 weeks in September. And what they found out is that, and the reason for this was, you remember when the kids went back to school, there were all these predictions that the schools were going to become these massive super spreading events.
Right.
Well, it turns out that overall, the COVID infection rate for students, 0.13%.
Wow.
That means 1.3 student per thousand. And COVID infection rate for staff, 0.24%. That means 2.4 infections per thousand staffers.
That means if you have a school system that has five campuses and 1,000 staff, maybe just one person get it.
2.4.
Two and a half people. Let's say three.
Yeah.
Round it up.
Yeah. So the point is, not to diminish the fact that those 2.4 got it, but to point out that the schools are not super spreaders.
Right. And the 2.4% that got it are also 98% probably going to get over it.
Well, probably 99% if they're 99%. No matter what their age, but 99.9% if they're under 50.
Wow.
But the point is, it wasn't even 2.4%. It was 0.24%.
Wow.
So it's
that's
even
incredible.
Less. Than
right.
Yeah. So that's good news. That's great news, actually.
It's unbelievable news.
Yeah, and it shows that a lot of the panic that was generated has not proven to be justified.
That's right. That's exactly right. And Doc, we got last week. We got a lot of action off of the list of things that you want us to take to prevent it. And so maybe we can go over that list again, because that was good, man. We got tons of people wanting that list. So we'll go over that in a second, and then we also have to go over if somebody in the house gets COVID, what do you do? That's always something that information that should be pretty handy. And we'll come back and talk about those two things. Dr. Ray Kasheri is with us out of St. Joe's in Orange County. We're live on KFI AM 640. And now more news with Gina Grad. KFI AM 640. It is the Conway Show. Dr. Ray segment is being brought to you by AGA Medicare Options. Get a free no obligation consultation to get the right Medicare coverage. Go to AGAMedicareOptions.com. All right, Dr. Ray, you ready for some questions?
Sure.
All right. A couple questions, then we'll have the list of things that people should take. All right, I'm hoping to pose a question to Dr. Ray. All right, here it is from a guy named Jim Hayes. Dr. Ray, in your opinion, is it possible for COVID virus to be dormant in a child for a period of months or even years, after which it becomes active when the child becomes an adolescent or an adult and causes major health problems? From Jim Hayes.
Yeah, not to my knowledge. I haven't seen anything like that.
Good.
Reported in literature. There have been reports of people, not necessarily children, who get infected with one strain of the COVID virus, get over that, and then get infected with a slightly different strain, so that it seems like the infection goes on for a longer period of time. But no, I've not heard of a child developing dormant virus. That would be like shingles or something like that that lives in the body in a dormant state. But no, I haven't heard of that.
Okay, good. All right, here's another one. Now, the flu vaccine, A, can it make you sick or weak or vulnerable to COVID-19, or B, does it give you the antibodies to maybe even protect this person from COVID? From Kyle.
Yeah, you can get a small reaction from the flu vaccine. I had one this year, and I had like a day of feeling kind of below normal sort of thing. But no, it's not going to lower your immunity to COVID. So there's no worry there. The other thing is that the flu vaccine will not protect you against COVID. It protects you against a totally different virus, and it will not protect you against COVID. Now, there's been speculation that there may be a degree of crossover, and that maybe the people who get the vaccine will do better with COVID. In other words, they won't get quite as sick, but that's not been proven.
Okay. Now, the list of things that you recommended on Friday for people to take on a daily basis are vitamin D, zinc, Pepcid, and aspirin. Is that correct?
And actually, you know, I need to be careful with this. Aspirin can have side effects.
Okay.
And what we talked about was that these are the things that you asked me a question. What things can people take?
Sure.
And I brought those things up.
Right.
And you need to be careful with aspirin because it does increase your gastric acidity, and people who are at risk for ulcers and so on don't want to do that. But COVID can produce some clotting problems, so aspirin is on the list. The other drug that was on the list is a drug called famotidine, which is Pepcid,
right,
because there was a study that showed that that might reduce the course of COVID if you get it. And then it was vitamin D and zinc.
And what dosage of vitamin D? I remember it was 10,000 something.
Exactly. 10,000 units, 5 to 10,000 units. And vitamin D3 seems to work the best. So
vitamin D3.
The interesting thing is what happens in this country is despite the fact that we live in an area that's plentiful with sun, people tend to be vitamin D deficient. And the reason for that is we very effectively use sunscreens and we stay indoors a lot. And people have wound up getting vitamin D deficient. So, expose your skin to the sun for 15 minutes a day, or your other option is to
without sunblock.
A supplement like D3.
Sunblock blocks the vitamin D as well as the sunburn. Is that right?
That's exactly right. Yeah. In order for your skin to make vitamin D, it has to actually be exposed to the radiation from the sun.
All right. Well, don't go crazy. I mean, don't lay out and, put olive oil on yourself for 8 hours a day.
Exactly. No, you don't want to get sunburned. It doesn't take that long. But here's the other thing. Zinc is interesting. Now, I need to tell you that all of these things have not been proven in placebo-controlled studies.
Right.
But there have been studies, sort of observational studies, to show that these things might be helpful. The zinc study came out of Spain. And what they found is that folks who had higher levels of zinc did much better with COVID. That's where this all started.
Oh, good.
And it turns out that zinc, which is necessary for a lot of processes in the body, the absorption of zinc is interfered with if you eat a lot of grains and nuts. And, that grains and nuts is something that we've been recommending for a long time because otherwise it's very helpful, but it might reduce your levels of zinc. So people have taken supplements with zinc, and there's zinc lozenges that you can buy and so on.
Isn't Cold-EEZE one of them?
I'm sorry?
Isn't Cold-EEZE, the product Cold-EEZE, isn't that zinc?
Yeah, it has zinc in it because there are also reports that zinc will prevent and or make the course of the common cold shorter.
I see.
So you're absolutely right. Cold-EEZE is in there.
Okay, then we have 1 minute left, and I know that one of the things you wanted to talk about today is if somebody in your family comes down with COVID, but they're not, to the point we have to hospitalize them, what do you do in the house?
Well, this is you actually brought this up in the last show, so I kind of looked up the research on it.
Good.
And I was surprised to find out first this piece of data. If someone in your household has COVID, the risk of spreading that COVID to another person in your household is only 16.3%.
Wow.
I thought it would be higher. Yeah.
I mean, if you do nothing or if you protect yourself?
No, you have to protect yourself.
Right.
So that is good. What that says is, okay, even with somebody in your household, everybody's not going to get COVID. You can deal with this. So how do you deal with it? And you deal with it by trying to keep that person separate from the rest of the family. So if they have a room that has a bathroom, then they stay in the room and they use that bathroom and the rest of the family stays away or stays 3 feet away from them. You get good air circulation in the house. If you have to share a bathroom, you clean the bathroom in between them using it and you using it. And my purpose in bringing it up is I found it reassuring and I found that people don't need to be quite as as frightened as we tend to make them.
That's great. Well, Dr. Ray, another successful appearance by you, and we really appreciate you coming on. You have no idea how many people have learned from you, and also it has calmed their nerves. I hear it all the time.
Yeah, a lot of information today, and the more we know, the better it gets.
That's right. They're like those old NBC PSAs, the more we know, right?
There you go.
Ding dong. All right, buddy, I really appreciate you coming on. Dr. Ray Kasheri, he is the top in his field, and that restaurant you go to is Mascarpone's.
Mascarpone's.
All right. I hope we don't pack the restaurant where you find it tough to go into anymore, you know?
I'll never get in there again.
That's great. All right. Thank you, sir. I'll talk to you Thursday.
All right, Tim. Take care.
There he goes. Bye-bye. The best doctor in the world, man. Ray Kasheri. There's another pulmonologist that I believe in as much as I believe in this Dr. Ray. He is the top in his field. All right, we'll come back and talk about the Lakers' big celebration last night and what was going on. I think Steve Gregory might try to join us on that. We're live on KFI. More news now with Gina Gratt. KFI AM 640, it's Conway Show. Juwan, do we have Steve Gregory with us? I was trying to ask, but nobody responded to me, man. That's all right, man. Do we have him?
Sorry about that. Yes, we do.
All right. All right. Steve Gregory is with us on KFI AM.
Timmy.
Hey, look at you, buddy.
What's up, buddy?
All right. So big, huge celebration yesterday with the Los Angeles Lakers, huh?
Well, it started out kind of like a celebration and ended in civil unrest.
What do you mean?
Well, immediately following the championship in downtown Los Angeles at Staples Center.
Right.
A few thousand people were gathered outside, as the LAPD calls them, revelers.
Right.
Things were going pretty well. Then all of a sudden, they started throwing traffic cones
at cop cars. Right.
Glass bottles at police officers, rocks at police officers. Started kicking in plate glass windows of nearby businesses and starting the trash inside of trash cans on fire.
Oh, bubble.
And then it all kind of devolved from there, at which point the LAPD declared a order to disperse. Very few of them complied. And the rest of them went and damaged more than 30 buildings and businesses around the area.
Including, is that right?
Including the torching of an MTA bus after they went ahead and vandalized it and broke all the windows. And painted, by the way, spray painted Kobe's name all over the place, including the windows that were being broken. A lot of people are spray painting Kobe's name and his daughter's name all over the place.
Wow. What a night.
Yeah. And I seem to recall 10 years ago, the same thing happening after the Lakers won. I will also remember the Kings winning the Stanley Cup and being there for the same exact thing. So I don't know what it is about those particular sports where those things go sideways like that. And that 10 years ago is when I got shot by a beanbag from LAPD.
I forgot about that.
One of the reasons why I continue to carry extra padding on my body. That helps a little bit to absorb that gunshot.
Right. Oh, that's wild, man. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
I remember when you said you were going around a building, and then we heard a shot.
We were live. We were live on the air.
Right.
And people were just lighting stuff on fire, and it just was crazy. Now, I have sources here in the building that tell me that's pretty typical for Lakers fans. That kind of reaction and response, and that kind of behavior.
Yeah, full steam. You know, I saw something last night I haven't seen in a while, and I do have a suggestion for the kids that were doing it. But they spin the back tires so fast, the car doesn't move anywhere. It just stays in one place, and a lot of smoke comes off it. Or you can push it around. You can push it from side to side. I got to tell you, though, if that's your car and you're doing that, it is horrible for your tread.
Yes, that's a great PSA.
Horrible.
And then they'll end up having to sell it to Cars for Kids.
That's right. Yeah, ding dong. But you got to replace those tires after about two or three sessions.
Right, and they can go to Mountain View Tire to do that.
That's right. And I don't know if you've replaced tires recently, but man, are they expensive.
They are very expensive.
Oh, God almighty.
Yeah, but it was pretty crazy. I don't think LAPD, honestly, Tim, I don't think LAPD were ready last night. I don't think they expected that to happen. And I'm frankly, I was a little surprised they didn't closed streets further out, and that probably would have dispersed a lot of that. But the fact that they let them get pretty close to Staples Center last night, it didn't seem to me. I mean, they had officers down there, but it seemed like they were really slow on the response.
You know, the people that purchased those high-end condos down there and those high-rises, they've got to be tired of this.
Well, sure. I mean, so are the business owners.
Right.
I know that one tennis shoe shop down there, that high-end tennis shoe shop that always gets hit every time one of these things happens. His entire shelves are always emptied out. They go in there and just handfuls and handfuls and armfuls of these shoes.
Did it happen again?
I don't know if his particular shop got hit, but I do remember the last two times it happened down there. I'm assuming it might have happened, but the last two times he got cleaned out every time. His windows got busted, and then they go in there and just armloads of them.
You know, there's this stuff called, maybe this might be a good story for you, Steve. I'll give this to you and you can decide whether to do it or not, you know. But there's a company called Riot Glass. Have you heard of them?
Yeah.
And they put up windows that you cannot break.
I always remember, do you remember Naked Gun?
Yes.
Do you remember?
I love Naked Gun.
Remember that character in there? They was always like researching some new gadget for the police squad and some new thing for the police squad.
Right.
And it was the anti-graffiti wall.
Right.
And when someone would spray paint something, then these little nozzles would spray paint them.
Right.
And I remember he says, he would say, now watch here as this, and then it shows people spray painting graffiti, and all of a sudden it sprays back at them. It was pretty
That's fun. Right.
Yeah.
That was great. I love that whole series. But this riot glass breaks, but you can't get through it. There's a panel in the middle of it. There's like a clear film, and you literally—it's almost impossible to get through.
It's made on the same principle as the car windshield,
because
car windshields are not—they are designed to—they can crack, but they're not designed to, disintegrate immediately. You have to work pretty hard to get it to disintegrate.
Right.
But it's based on the same principle, because there is a film in the middle of windshield glass as well. And it's built in certain specs, but it's basically Riot Glass has got, in fact, I remember at the ATF, the Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms Agency, their office is in Glendale. And I went up to visit with their special agent in charge one time.
Right.
And I said, man, you got a good view there. But I said, your windows look really warped. And I said, you know, it's kind of weird. And he goes, oh, that's all ballistic glass. That whole floor on that side of that high rise in Glendale was ballistic glass because of the agency. They had it in, the feds had it installed there.
Yeah, I think they did the same thing with the Topanga LAPD station, because somebody bought the property next to them and erected a three-story apartment building that looks right down into the police station, and the cops just aren't going to tolerate that.
Yeah.
You know, guys sitting up there, and all of a sudden you get the free shot at all the cops there. Not going to happen.
Well,
so, but anyway, but that's a local company. I don't know if you know that. They're right on Brookshire in Lane on Huntington Beach. They make all that stuff right here. Yep.
Are they listeners?
I don't know.
Well, if they're listeners, I want to go do a story on them.
Good.
But here's the thing now. Everybody else, all the media people listen to the show. Now they're on. Come on, Tim. You should have texted me that ahead
of time. I apologize.
You should have just said, hey, do you know they're located in Texas? And then then I would have got the head start on them.
Right. They should be on this show is what they should be on.
Well, yeah. Here I'm looking at, you're right. 17941 Brookshire Lane, Huntington Beach.
Huntington Beach.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I would love to go down.
RiotGlass.com.
Yeah, because they have... Oh, wow. They have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 different levels of glass.
I didn't know that.
Strengths. Armoplast 25, 50, 75, 375, whatever. They have a bunch of them. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. It's called RiotGlass.com. All right. Not a sponsor. Just thought I'd give them a shout out.
There you go.
Buddy, really appreciate coming on.
Always a pleasure.
Giant stud. We'll talk to you soon.
By the way, there were 76 arrests last night.
Okay.
76 arrests. 8 officers injured.
Oh no! Really? Are all the guys and gals that were arrested, are they all out by today?
Good question.
Because if you have a warrant for something serious,
they'll keep you. But most of the time, they get a cite and a citation and let go. But they were either arrested for assault on a peace officer, vandalism, public drunkenness.
Oh boy!
And what was the other one? Oh, failure to disperse.
All right. There you go.
Okay, pal.
All right, buddy. Really appreciate it. All right,
later.
Steve Gregory, everybody, with the Lakers winning their 17th championship, which ties them with the Boston Celtics for the most in NBA. So if the Dodgers, I mean, if the Lakers could win another one next year, we have the record. Or they have the record. I'm not on the team. All right, we're live on KFI. More now with Gina Gratt. KFI AM 640, it's Conway Show. John McCain's mom passed away today. She was 108 years old. She was born before the Titanic sunk. That's incredible. She was born before Alaska. I believe before Alaska was a state, I think. But man, that is old. That is some run, man. That is great. That is a long time, 108. She had, I guess, a twin sister, lived to be 99. You know you're old when your children are dying of old age, or your grandchildren are dying of old age. But that is a wild run, 108. Boy. Man, oh, man.
Got to read about her.
That's crazy. All right, here it is.
Sad news. Roberta McCain, the mother of the late Arizona senator and Republican presidential candidate John McCain, died today at the remarkable age of 108. She had a twin sister, Rowena, that lived to the age of 99. The McCain matriarch was born in 1912, 2 months before the sinking of the Titanic. John McCain's widow, Cindy McCain, said in a tweet that she couldn't have asked for a better role model or a friend than her mother-in-law. She was incredibly vivacious. You got to read about her.
Yeah, 108. That is a long, long run. There was a woman, I think she was 104, and we've talked about this on the program before, but whenever you interview a woman who, or a man, usually a woman, but a person, I should say, who's 100 plus, they always send out a reporter, and they do, you know, they take the camera, and they don't want to, you know, intrude, but they want to get some pictures, and they always have to ask one question, right? And the question is, what's the secret? How did you become 100 years old? And if you were out as a reporter and you didn't answer that question, chances are they'd probably fire you for being a bad reporter. So every time they go out, they ask, what is the secret to hitting 104, 105, this case 108? And this one woman was so great. She was so honest. They said, what's the secret of becoming 104 years old? And she looked right in the camera, and she goes, I'm cursed. And the reporter's like, what? She goes, it's a curse. My kids are dead. My friends are dead. Everybody around me's dying. It's a curse. It's not something to celebrate. Now get your camera and get the hell out of here. I got some sleeping to do. But that is 108 is an incredible life. Oh, boy.
You know, the only woman I love, let's say, just as much as the woman who says she's cursed, is every once in a while you get one. What's the secret to long life? A stiff shot of bourbon in the morning and a right. pack of Lucky Strikes.
Right. Right. And then everybody's like, oh, okay, well, if she smokes and drinks, I could do the, you know, I could do the same. But it's an anomaly. It's yeah. It's not the norm. You're not going to have a full pack of cigarettes and a shot of whiskey every day and make it to 108.
Yeah,
she might be the only person that actually does that. All right, we got a doctor coming up. Well, his name is Vinny coming up. I don't know if he's a doctor.
He's not. I can tell you, he's not a doctor, and he'll be the first. He's a nutritionist.
And a nutritionist.
A fitness coach.
But you said this guy's really good, huh?
I love him. He's been basically the...
I love him.
Howie Mandel, it's his trainer, and that's how
we met him. Oh, okay, I know who he is then.
Yeah, on the Adam Carolla show, and he's been our sort of in-house Carolla nutritionist for... at least 5 years, 6 years. And he's the reason I have the grain-free comfort food website. And I know that you're on the gluten-free path. And I thought it might be good to connect with him again.
Yeah, I went out to Sprouts today. And my wife and daughter were so cool. They went with me. And they're like, let's see if there's anything in there you can eat. Because I'm not eating anything, right? Unless it's gluten-free. So I put all this gluten-free crap into a cart. You know, you pay $900 for it. You get home, you taste everything, and you just throw it out.
There's, you know, when gluten-free was still sort of something that we didn't know about that much, there was this comedian I'll never forget. He said, I'm trying something right now. It's called gluten-free. And so I made these gluten-free chocolate chip cookies. Now, I don't know what gluten is, but apparently it's delicious because these cookies were awful.
That's great. I bought gluten-free, pretzels, and they're just horrible.
Oh, I've had those. Yeah.
Yeah. They're not there yet. You know, I might go back to totally gluten.
Yeah.
Because I just, I you know, I got to go maybe on your website and look at it or something. I don't know. But man, I miss the flavor. I don't really hate the cramping, right? So
right.
I might be a perfect candidate to get slide back in there.
Well, it's when they try to do like the trickier foods. Oh boy. You want to get back into the studio or are we interrupting you?
Hey, Jen, I'm on the air. Sorry.
The trickier, like gluten-free pretzels and that, like crackers and stuff. You're right. Those aren't there yet. You got to just kind of abandon that altogether.
Yeah, well, there was two brands that were offering pretzels today at the market. One of them was Schneider's, or what was the one that, you know, the one that's been around forever.
Yeah, they're great.
Yeah, and the other one was Glutonius, right? And
I'm like, glutini.
Yeah, glutini. And I'm like, which one should I go with? The guys that have been in the pretzel business for 150 years or glutini?
Or the ones that you get an eighth of an ounce for $19.
Everything's so effing expensive.
I know.
And it's horrible. there's no taste in any of it. The texture that you're used to in bread and is not there anymore.
Well, that's why I recommend like the Parmesan crisps, you know, and you can even make those at home, but they sell them everywhere. But you literally just like fry up little circles of like cheddar or Parmesan or whatever and let them harden, and they're delish.
Yeah, I don't know. I might be sliding back. Back to the old days.
Come on.
I don't know, man. It's been a couple weeks, and I just hate everything that's in front of me.
But besides your hatred for life, you feel physically better.
I feel 100% better, but I'm gaining weight too. I've gained like 6 or 7 pounds.
Is that a
it's
goal?
Good?
Okay.
Yeah. I'm actually looking forward to that.
I'd be so pissed. Well, we'll see what Vinny has to say about it next.
Okay. Yeah, Vinny will come on and we'll straighten this out, man.
We were talking about, on the Kuehl Show today, we were talking about that movie Monster, where Charlize Theron played Eileen Wuornos, the like serial killer, and everyone's crazier because she got really, you know, unattractive for the role, and she gained 30 pounds for the role. And I was like, big whoop, I did that this summer. Do I get an Emmy or an Oscar?
That's so great.
We'll bow down to Charlize because she gained 30 pounds. I did that in 2020.
I had water in my mouth that came through my nose. I did it this summer. That's great.
That's true.
Not even for a roll. It's because of rolls.
Exactly. Because of jelly rolls.
That's right. All right. We'll talk to a cool nutritionist. If Adam Carolla likes this guy, Adam Carolla is really into nutrition, if people don't know that. And if Adam Carolla likes this guy, then this guy's on the up and up. We'll speak with him when we get back. All right, we're live on KFI AM 640.
It's Timmy time.
Bet your ass. Timmy. Ah! Timmy. Ah! He's a little lamb with a little tumor. He's always having such a lot of fun. A lot of fun. Timmy. Ah!
It's Timmy.
Ah! Little lamb with a lot to learn.
640, Conway Show. Vinny Tortorich is on with us. He's been on with us before, and he is a terrific nutritionist. Gina Grad and Carolla, a lot of people in Hollywood swear by him, and he is with us tonight. Vinny, how are you, sir?
Timmy, I'm doing okay. The Saints aren't winning, but I'm hoping that your Irish luck will help change all that for me.
Oh, are you from New Orleans?
Second half here. Yeah, I'm from New Orleans. I'm actually down in Louisiana right now.
Oh, wow.
I'm taking care of my mom. My mom fell, and unlike every other 80-year-old, she did not break her hip.
Oh,
she
wow.
broke her left knee and her right shoulder. And someone had to come take care of her. So
how old is she?
Yeah. She's 80.
All right. Well, wait, listen, Vinny, while she's repairing her knee and her shoulder, don't get down on her and what she eats. Give her a break.
Actually, she's lost, since I've been home, she's lost about 8 pounds, and she's not able to move a whole lot.
Wow.
And my dad has lost 10 pounds and because
that's
I've been
pretty
feeding
good.
Him.
Yeah, because you're not feeding him anything.
No. They're eating. Come on, Timmy.
Torturing
I'm Italian,
these people.
They're eating a lot. We have a lot of black olives. We have the feta cheese. We have steak. We have meat of all sorts. I made a chili the other night. Come on, man. I'm feeding them.
Vinny, I went through the list of, I sent it to Gina Grab and a couple other people, but I went through the list of stuff I can't eat anymore because I'm now gluten-free, right? And let me just tell the audience, because I know you know and Gina knows, but this is what I can't eat, and this is what I only eat. Bread, beer, cake, pie, candies, cereals, cookies, croutons, french fries, gravy, pasta, hot dogs, lunch meat, salad dressing, sauce, soy sauce, seasoned rice, seasoned chips, and self-basting poultry and soups. That's the only, those are the 20 things I eat, and I can't have any of that crap anymore.
Well, Jesus, you ate like a kid at a birthday party, Ken.
You were, and I'm 57.
I got nauseous just hearing it.
I know. But I go to the market. I was telling Gina this. I go to the market. I buy all this gluten-free crap. It's expensive as hell. I come home. I open it up. I taste it, and I throw it away.
Yeah, well, you got to stop buying prepackaged food. That's number one.
Oh.
You know, as Brando would say in Godfather 1, be a man.
Okay.
Come on.
So what do I do? You just go out and grow my own vegetables and my own fruit trees?
No, listen, you know, vegetables are good. Fruit is like candy, but you can have fruit. The idea, let me ask you this. Do you have celiac disease? Is that it?
I don't know.
Did you get celiac?
I have no idea what I have. I just know I just don't feel well after I eat. And then I stopped eating gluten, and I feel 100% better.
Yeah, see, here's the deal, Tim. Gluten is in so many things now because, you know, gluten used to only be in wheat. And if you go to a hotel or any, like an IHOP or any place like that, and you get an omelet, there's actually gluten in that omelet.
Is that right?
I'm not making that up because, look, they're not going to spend, they're going to give you 3 eggs to make an omelet. They're going to give you 2 eggs and they're going to fill it with some batter. I'll tell you another place where you wouldn't expect to get gluten, but you will. If you go to the Cheesecake Factory in L.A. and you get the broccoli, now, how could broccoli have gluten in it? Well, look, after they boil a pasta, they're not going to throw they're going to do another boiling pot. They already got boiling water.
Wow.
They just throw so you'll get gluten that way. You know, and we weren't meant to, gluten is a protein. We weren't meant to get as much as we get.
So right, but you can have a little of it, right?
Not you anymore. That ship has sailed.
Hell.
You see, once the ship sailed, it's kind of like after you become an alcoholic, you can't go, well, I can have a vodka here and again, right?
That's exactly what I do. But yeah. Vinny, let me ask you something. Like, I go to King Taco and I buy a burrito, right? Because I love the King Taco. But I take it home and I take the flour tortilla off of it. I throw it away and I take the innards and I put that in corn tortillas and eat it that way. But is there still a lot of gluten on it because it was in a tortilla that's made out of flour for so long?
It depends on how susceptible you are to the gluten. If you don't have a really big problem, you could get away with that.
All right.
Now, if you're Gina Grad, she would tell you, wait, Vinny doesn't like grains at all.
I was
so
waiting.
Even though you're getting away with the gluten problem, you went to another grain. You went to corn, but I'm not going to jump on you on that, Tim. It's baby steps. If we could get you to do this month, I could come back on next month and get you to rest it away. So I'm not going to try to yell at you about that just yet.
Wait, I thought there was no gluten in corn.
Right. Let's just stick with that for tonight.
You're right. We call him Baby Steps Conway.
Wow.
Yeah, you know, I'm kind of like, what's the guy that does the financial stuff? He does Baby Steps. I can't think of his name right now.
Baby Step Louie.
Baby Step.
Right. You know, and just to be the translator here, I think a lot of people get the idea of gluten and the idea of grain confused and assume that they're one and the same. But there's a lot of grains, rice and corn, those are grains, and then they can be inflammatory.
Yes, Gina's right. Gina's been listening close. The guy I was thinking of was Dave Ramsey. He always tells people to do baby steps.
Yeah. All right, so Vinny,
baby steps.
During this pandemic, a lot of people have gone off their diets. A lot of people have gained weight. What's the simple thing that people can eat or drink or digest or whatever that can get them back to feeling better? Like a simple thing.
you obviously went to the Adam Carolla School of Asking Vinny Questions.
I want the quick answer.
Yeah, everybody wants a quick answer. If it was a quick answer, my career would be done in 5 minutes. There is no quick answer. You know, it's look, there is no just do this or just do that. It's a culmination of a lot of things. And, you know, if you just start messing, you know, look, with the pandemic, people started drinking alcohol like there was no tomorrow. Women more than men are dying from alcoholism through this whole pandemic. The first thing I'll tell people to do is to stop drinking so much alcohol. You know, try to get, even if you just go out for a walk or start a new hobby or do something, get away from drinking booze on a daily basis. It's not a good idea.
Yeah. I love telling alcoholics to just go take a walk instead of having a drink. That's great.
Well, we're telling them to go become friends with Bill, you know, do a 12-stepper. But right. Everybody else who's not an alcoholic, who is just drinking every night because they're bored and they can't do anything and they can't put up with their husband or wife, that's not a good idea. You know, just, you know, step back just a little bit. Start doing something else.
Vinny, let me ask you a question. All right.
Yeah.
How old was Abraham Lincoln when he died?
I want to say he wasn't in his 60s yet. He was probably early 50s, late 40s.
Okay, but you don't know exactly, right?
I have no idea.
Okay, would you also agree that Abraham Lincoln was much more accomplished than you or me?
Yeah, I'd go with that.
Okay.
I mean, we know who he is.
Right. So he died probably about 130, 140 years ago. Nobody really knows, right? And he was much more accomplished
We do know he died about 160 years ago.
160 years ago. Okay. Yeah. But, all right, 160 years ago, but we don't know how old he was. He was much more accomplished than I was or you were. So in 160 right. years from now, they're not going to say, oh, Conway or Vinny, I think he was 70 when he died. We're going to be totally forgotten in 160 years. So what is the matter what I eat?
You're right, Timmy. Eat whatever you want. you know what? You've broken me down.
That's great. You've broken me down. Hey, can you stay with us?
Yeah.
Okay, this is great. All right, Vinny's in New Orleans rooting for those New Orleans Saints playing the Chargers, I believe. And we're going to come back and talk. Yeah. He's a great nutritionist. I like busting his chops, but this guy knows what he's talking about. Vinny Tortorich is with us, and we'll come back. He's got a website and a book, I believe, and a podcast. He's got everything. All right, we're live on KFI AM 640. More now with Gina Grapp. Oh. KFI AM 640, it's Conway Show. Vinny Tortorich is with us. He is a fitness guy, a nutritionist as well, best-selling author, and he's also come up with this new... like a butter, like sort of a nut butter, or is that right?
Yeah, Tim, you got to get a hold of that stuff. So you can go to NSNGfoods.com. NSNG stands for no sugars, no grains. NSNGfoods.com, and it's called Ultra Fat. I took unadulterated almond butter and mixed it with MCT oil from coconuts. And it really tastes great because I added my own product from my other company, my vitamin company. I own a few different companies. And we salted it that way. Everyone's trying to figure out how to make things taste sweet.
Right.
We went savory and we added just a little bit of natural vanilla. This stuff will knock you out. Corolla can't get enough of this stuff. I know we keep talking about it, but everyone
loves... What do you put it on? What do you put nut butter on?
You can use it for anything. People are mixing it in coffee in the morning and using it as a meal. It was originally made for athletes. You know, you're on the bike, you're on the mountain, you're in a kayak, you're out there, you know, doing. It's made for quick energy, but people are finding, oh, you can put it in coffee. You can mix it into milk. You can mix it into whatever, and it just makes it taste that much better. And we can't keep the stuff. Tim, as soon as I catch up, I'll send some to you. You got to try this stuff. We can't keep it on the shelves. I've never had
it. I'm looking at it right now. It looks pretty good. Vanilla almond with coconut. And I'm looking at the website right now, and it looks like it's a pretty cool wrapping as well. Is that something you design?
Yeah, well, other people have used similar, you know, ways of squirting, you know, food into your mouth. So we didn't come up with that.
Right.
But we curved the edges of it and made it to where it doesn't cut your mouth whenever you're using it. And, You know, it's just a few innovative things. I did the whole thing in America. Even the package is done in the USA.
Wow.
Nothing is shipped out of country and to Asia or anywhere else. So we're keeping Americans working. My vitamin company is the same way. And my vitamin company is purevitaminclub.com. And my coffee company, purecoffeeclub.com. Of course, the coffee does come from all over the world.
Sure.
But it's all...
Yeah, you can't make it all here in the United States. Vinny, I'm sure people ask you, what is the secret to weight loss? If you had to just tell somebody, you know, one quick thing, what would you tell them?
Carbohydrates. Bottom line, my grandmother from Italy knew this. She would look at me when I was a kid and go,
right,
"You're too skinny. Sit down, eat some bread." You know, they knew this. You're too skinny. Have some pasta.
Right.
You know, that's the way you fatten up people. You know, if you go all the way back to the Roman times with the gladiators, you know, we think gladiators were ripped out like in the movie 300, but they weren't. They would try to keep a layer of fat. So they would literally sit down and eat grains to keep a layer of fat over their muscles so that when they got hit with a knife or whatever, it wouldn't go through, you know, and eviscerate them and kill them.
You can't really use that as an excuse anymore, though. You know, I'm getting fat, so when people stab me, it doesn't go to my muscle.
Yeah. You got to be careful in L.A. Those knives seem to get bigger and bigger. So be careful of that, Timmy. It's getting crazy out there.
But, you know, do you reckon, like, you know, the pizza crust that I got from Domino's that's gluten-free was really pretty good. But I have a feeling in the next 5 years or so that the gluten-free stuff will be just as good as the gluten stuff. It's just not there yet.
Yeah, gluten, the gluten protein is the thing when you pull bread or pizza dough apart, it's the thing that keeps that gooey edge to it when you're pulling it apart, right?
Right.
And they really are not there yet with any of that stuff. Look, they're using cassava flour, they're using corn, they're using, you know, every vegetable you can imagine. Some people are even using sausage as the crust of a pizza. And if you ever have that, you will freak out as to how good that is. You'll wonder why they never did it before.
I would love to have a sausage pizza and then put sausage on top of it.
Yeah, it's meat on meat crime. It's delicious.
That's got to be great for you.
Can I give you one of my favorite Vinny-isms that just is the thing that when we met, well, first of all, when he told me to put heavy whipping cream in coffee, I thought he was having a stroke, but turns out it's a good idea. But something I love, you know, around New Year's resolution time, that's when Vinny's radio schedule gets pretty filled up. You know, like, oh, you know, it's all New Year's resolutions and how do we lose weight and what do we do at the gym? And the first time I heard this, I was like, that's someone you can trust. He said, when we asked, you know, what's your best advice for exercise, you know, for the new year? He says, start slow and slow down.
Oh, that's cool. It's
because otherwise people burn themselves out by March and they never go back to the gym.
Right. It's like Doug Steckler used to say, there's two people in this world, non-learners and slow learners.
Right.
Yeah. All right, Vinny, I really appreciate coming on. What's the one website you want people to go to check out your products?
Well, so look, since we're talking about it, go check out nsngfoods.com. I have two movies. I have one movie out there right now, Fat, a documentary. Go check it out.
Oh, good.
I have a new one, Fat 2. The first one did so well. January, Fat 2 is coming out. So get ready for that.
Oh, yeah. And, please come in when you know, because by that time, COVID will be over. I'd love to have you come in and we'll talk about it.
Yeah, according to your people in L.A., it'll be over the day after the election.
That's right.
So I'll come right on in.
Okay. All right. I hope your mom feels better. Give her our thoughts and our prayers and our love, and we'll see you back here.
Thanks, Tim. Bye.
All right, thanks, Vinny.
Bye.
All right. There he goes.
I love that guy.
That's a great dude.
He's a hoot.
That is a great guy. And evidently his products work because the reviews are unbelievable.
Well, yeah, and that's why, and like, you know, and I don't know if this is a Jewish thing, but like I don't have a sweet tooth. I have a potato chip tooth. So like I'd much rather have savory, salty stuff in this, in the nut butter. I can't even get a freebie. I can't get anything because it's sold out. But Adam has it and they have it over at the studio and they said it's just kind of like savory. And that to me, I don't know, that I like that stuff.
Good. Yeah. Well, I mean, look, having a potato chip tooth is better than just that, you know, going around with a chip tooth. So
that's
you're one up on that.
That's
who knows?
Right. Thank you.
All right. Yeah, Vinny is great. His last name is Tortorich. T-O-R-T-O-R-I-C-H. Does he pronounce that way, Tortorich?
Tortorich.
Tortorich, okay. And the website is N as in Nancy, S as in Sam, N as in Nancy, G, foods.com.
How about it? N as in no, S as in sugar, N as in no, G as in grain.
Well, I'm talking mostly to cops at night.
Oh my God, that got me.
N as in Nancy, S as in Sam, N as in Nancy, gfoods.com. There you go. All right, that's great. All right, rely on KFI AM 640. More now with Gina Grad. KFI AM 640, Conway Show, and I think starting later this week or maybe towards the end of the week, we're going to have a promotion for Morongo, and five people are going to win a plus one to Morongo, and we're not going to have a big birthday party because of COVID. But it's going to be on Monday, October 26th. I'll be down there, probably solo. And there are going to be five people that win. Yeah, VIP sitting for the broadcast for two, food and drink at the broadcast, a hotel voucher for future one-night stay at Morongo Casino Resort and Spa, and a $200 voucher for dinner at AAA Four Diamond Award-winning CeeLo. That's a restaurant upstairs. So we will tell you how to win shortly. All right? And only five VIP winners. And you can bring a guest. So we're going to try to limit it to just a few people so we can do it and not get everybody all crazy. So it should be pretty cool. So stay tuned because, again, this party is happening on October 26th, which is 2 weeks from tonight. And it's going to be a pretty cool giveaway. VIP sitting for the broadcast, seating for the broadcast, food and drink at the broadcast. And that food there is terrific. Plus a hotel voucher, a voucher for dinner. Woo, man, oh, man. They're opening it up, right? Open it up. Open up that casino, right? Yes. And get in that casino.
You lazy son of a
bitch. Oh boy. All right. So as soon as we as soon as they give me the go ahead, we'll tell you where to go on the KFI site to sign up. All right. Very good. That's going to be a great night. Again, it's October 26th, 2 weeks from tonight. All right. Microsoft is taking out some hackers. That's good news, right? They should be doing that all along. Ding dong with them.
Microsoft has stopped a massive hacking operation, one that it says could have impacted the presidential election. The company says it took down the servers behind TrickBot. That's an enormous malware network that criminals were using to launch other cyber attacks, including a strain of highly potent ransomware. According to Microsoft, the hacking could happen again, but the company says its efforts reflect a new legal approach that may help authorities fight the network going forward.
Excellent.
Microsoft
yeah,
has stopped a
great idea, right? Because these hackers could get in there, and if they put any kind of doubt into our political system, man, that could mean trouble for this country. So hopefully that has worked out. Carnival Cruise, if you're planning on taking a cruise, unfortunately, they have canceled cruises through November.
Well, Carnival has canceled all the remaining cruises from its Florida ports for the month of November. The cruise line is expected to sail again in December. The CDC extended its no-sail order for cruise operations until October 31st because of the pandemic. The cruise line said the CDC's extension made any plans for a November restart impossible.
Yeah, well, people love cruises. They'll get out there again. But the CDC, man, it's making it tough to get out there. I don't know about cruising right now. I love going on. I can't convince my wife or daughter to go, so I haven't gone in a while. But cruises are really cool. I know, Gina, you go every year.
Yeah, I've been on four.
And been on four. And have you ever, outside of work, do you go on cruises?
No. No, I've only done them for work and, you know, for the shows. But we spend a lot of time, you know, relaxing and
it's
partying.
Great.
And
it's you go great. For 2 weeks?
Oh, no. I think the longest we've done was four nights.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I've never
done
that's
a perfect time.
Yeah, I've never done an extended cruise, but I never fancied myself a water person, and I love them now.
Yeah, they're great. And there's nothing, I mean, I don't know how to describe it, but I took a cruise with my mom and when I was in high school, because she was a bridge teacher on board, so she could take one of her kids for like $100, and she took me. So, but being on that ship at like 1 o'clock in the morning on the promenade deck where you can overhear the ocean and you're there by yourself is unbelievable.
It's and when you can't see anything. I don't know I like better, when it's pitch black at night or when you just see a little light in the distance and go, oh, there's another cruise ship, and it's like we're the only people in the world.
I know, but you see, you understand how small and insignificant we are when you're out there.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, especially if you take a cruise from, you know, New York to, you know, Europe, and you're gone for 4 or 5 nights, and you keep going, you never see land, you never see another ship, and you're like, wow, man, this place is huge where we live.
Yeah.
But it is nice to be on out there, you know, at night, and when the weather's warm, it's an incredible
feeling.
It's
the
best. Yeah, it really is cool. I encourage it. All right, Amazon Prime Day. It usually was in July. It now starts relatively soon. We'll come back. I'll tell you when. KFI AM 640, Conway Show. You can now go to KFI. I'm going to give you the web address to sign up for the Morongo. Go to KFIAM640.com and then look up Morongo. Keyword is Morongo. Keyword is Morongo. And don't type it in. Go to the website. Go to KFIAM640.com. Let's see here, .com, and then that'll take you to our site, and then you search, let's see, Morongo, M-R-O-O-N, Morongo, and it'll say yes. Okay, there, it's up, we're running, we're working, all right, ding dong. Okay, you can now sign up, and five people are going to be the lucky winners. All right, go to KFIAM640.com and then type in search for Morongo, Morongo, and then it'll be the Conway birthday. That's pretty cool, right? They got that the graphic up there and everything, and then you see everything that's going on, and you can enter, log in with your iHeart account or enter with Facebook or Google. There's a bunch of ways, or email address, a bunch of ways to enter. And then five lucky people are going to the party, and that's going to be a great event. It's October 26th. It's a week from tonight. I'm sorry, 2 weeks from tonight. 2 weeks from tonight, and you're going to get the VIP experience. You're going to join me during a live broadcast to celebrate my birthday at Morongo. Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. It's 2 weeks from tonight. 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. Just go to KFIAM640.com. Keyword, enter in the website, Morongo. VIP seating for the broadcast for two people. Food and drink at the broadcast. Hotel voucher for a future one-night stay at Morongo Casino, Resort, and Spa. And a $200 voucher for dinner at the AAA Four Diamond Award-winning CeeLo. So five, let me see, how many winners are there going to be? VIP seating for two. Yeah, there's going to be, you got a shot to win this. So just go to the website, enter, and maybe you win. If you do, we'll see you down there at Morongo, right? Playing it safe at Morongo. I love that. All right, Amazon Prime Day. Usually it was in July. Remember years ago before the pandemic, when the pandemic screwed everything up? It was in July. And now it's tomorrow.
Amazon's sixth annual Prime Day is set to kick off tomorrow in the U.S. amid a pandemic that has dramatically changed our shopping habits. More than 150 million Americans subscribe to Amazon Prime. For 48 hours, starting at midnight, they'll be able to shop for discounted electronics, home goods, fashion, toys, and more. Prime Day usually takes place in the summer, but it was moved because of the pandemic.
Yeah, and I also heard that all the other stores like Target and Walmart, they had to move their specials as well to compete with the big dog, right? Amazon. So go check out their sites tomorrow as well. I think Walmart already started tonight.
And I think Best Buy as well.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I think they all did it. They all did try to keep up with Amazon. But I heard this as well today from my good friend over at the LA Times, that guy David Lazarus. You know that guy? You know that dude, right? Anyway, he said that the specials being offered tomorrow may not even be as good as the specials that are offered when you get closer to Christmas. Depending on how shopping is going, you might find the sweetest deal in mid-November to early December when people are trying to offload an entire fortress of whatever the hot item is. And I don't know what the hot item is this year. If it's maybe it's Cabbage Patch dolls, maybe it's a Walkman, maybe it's a portable TV, a cellular phone that you can use in your car. I don't know what it is.
You know what it was last Christmas? And it sounds kind of so stupid now. And I finally got one and I never use it. But you know what you could not find? There was no price you could pay to get your hands on one of these. And I don't know if you were one of them, but they were sold out everywhere. Weighted blankets.
Oh, yes.
That was insane. It was like the Cabbage Patch doll riots in the 80s trying to find this thing.
Yeah, my wife has one, and she swears by it.
I think mine is too heavy. I don't use it.
Yeah, well, but you bought the 1,200-pound one.
That's right.
Way too heavy.
Right.
Yeah. Hers is a little lighter. I think she had the 18-pounder.
Okay.
And when you first go to, like, take it off the bed, you go with the blanket.
That's right.
You do a 1.5 over the side of the bed with the blanket. And you just hope that it's not going, you know, it's not a China syndrome here.
Right.
But it is heavy. They do get heavy. But she absolutely swears by it. Absolutely loves it.
Yeah.
But you're right. And they're expensive, too. They're like $140, $150.
They're very expensive. And everyone would give you the same answer. Please tell me you have weighted blankets. We have heated blankets. No. And, you know, the reason why we don't keep ours on the bed is because at the time, he's five now, but we had kind of a 3.5-year-old in the house.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought, I don't want him getting trapped under this thing. So
yeah,
we keep it up anyway. But, yeah, I needed it more than anything, and now I never use it.
Really? You never use it,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, I got to get back on that.
You know what's inside of it is little glass beads.
Oh, is that what they are? Like little pellets or something?
Yeah, that's what makes it so so heavy.
Oh.
But a lot of people swear by it. They're the first person I've known that doesn't use it every night.
I really do think it's too heavy. I thought, like, oh, the bigger the better. You know, go big or go home. And, yeah, you're right. That 25-pounder is crushing me.
Are you a cold sleeper or hot? Do you like a cold in the room or hot?
Cold.
Yeah, that might not be good for you.
Got to be cold.
Yeah. I think you're out.
Yeah.
You lose.
Yeah.
Maybe you can do a, you know, grain free and a heavy blanket free website.
So a blanket?
That's
a sheet?
All right. We're live on KFI AM 640. KFI AM 640. Conway Show. Fred Rogan is celebrating his 40th year on NBC and has been a big part of many, many Laker championships. And this is just another one. Ladies and gentlemen, the host of Fred Rogan's Rogan and Rodney every day on 570 AM, plus The Challenge on Sunday night, one of my favorite shows. Fred Rogan is with us. Fred, how are you, sir? Not there. All right. All right, we're going to try to get Fred Rogan on, but that's kind of a cool setup for no actual Fred Rogan, huh? But look, you don't think I can crank it up again? You there, Fred?
First of all, it didn't take you that long to get me. I mean, you called, I answered on the first ring. You're going to try to get me. I've been sitting here. Hello, I'm here.
Hey, look, it's not me, man. If I had my druthers, I'd be at your house right now interviewing you in person with no mask on.
Well, and I would look forward to that. And we'd throw back a couple of bottles of Cabernet and sit back and watch the Dodgers and enjoy ourselves.
That's right. Hey, so Fred, how many have you thought about this? How many championships in the last 40 years have you been a part of with Lakers, Kings, Ducks, Dodgers? You know, it's been probably at least 15, right? 10?
Well, yeah, it's been at least 10. Yeah. I mean, because, you know, at this point in my life, I'm having senior moments and I can't really remember anymore.
Right.
But it's been at least 10. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
That's great. And
I've been here for every one.
Yeah. I mean, look, you've been here for both of the, you know, the last two Dodgers World Series, 81 and 88. You were here for the Angels World Series, the Kings, yep. Lakers. I bet it's well north of 10.
Yeah, I've been here for every one of them, Tim. And, you know, it's funny. This year seems a little hollow. It seems a little empty because the city cannot react the way it normally does. Now, last night we did have some people react as they've done in the past. You know, some people lit stuff on fire and things.
Right.
But ordinarily, you drive around, you see flags, you see signs, people walking around in shirts. And there's none of that this year. And what's really interesting, and I read this earlier, you know, the NBA Finals numbers. In Los Angeles, the game did an enormous rating.
Right.
Across the country, Sunday Night Football beat the NBA Finals last night.
You got to be kidding.
And that's highly unusual. No, it's highly unusual.
Wow. And that wasn't even a big, matchup for Monday Night Football.
No, it was Minnesota and Seattle.
In Seattle, right.
What I take away from it, though, if you want to be, you know, really analytical, the NBA numbers are down considerably, and you would think overall, given the situation in the country, the numbers would be up.
Sure.
Because people were starved for entertainment and athletics.
Right.
And the NBA numbers are down. Now, everything is not what it was, but the NBA is off 45% to 50%.
Wow. That's huge. I mean, you would think, Fred, it'd be the exact opposite because everybody's home. You would think, all right, we're all home. We want, you know, live entertainment is the only reason why ESPN is worth so much money. And, you know, and the Super Bowl is to Fox and NBC with their Sunday Night Football game. Those are all very valuable, you know, properties that they pay billions of dollars over the courses of, you know, years and years to broadcast live, because really police chases and sporting events are the last two things you have to see live.
Exactly. Because broadcast television, linear television today is all live because people get their entertainment on streaming devices. So
right. There's,
you know, the model we use today is very different because it doesn't attract that kind of audience. So they do tune in for live events. And I was fascinated with the fact that the NBA was down as much as it was. Here in Los Angeles, it was gigantic. But we have a team playing in the finals. Nationally,
right. It
just didn't do as well.
Why do you think that was?
Don't know.
I mean, baseball's doing well, right?
Yeah, I mean, baseball does what baseball does. It's football, basketball, baseball, when you look at a breakdown of numbers.
Right.
And I don't know. I mean, I have read, and I get the sense, that some people are to a point where they don't want their entertainment to be as interspersed with political messages.
Well, even Adam Silver had said that. He said this year is different, but next year you're not going to see the Black Lives Matters or any of the social justice things on the court or on the jerseys.
Yeah, and they understand it's business. Look, the NBA and its players did what they thought was important.
Right.
They did what they believed they needed to do, and it is a very important issue. But I think there comes a point, and I might be in the minority on this, that when we go to a concert, for example, I want to see a performer perform. When I watch the Academy Awards, I want to see someone accept their award and be excited about it.
Sure.
This is just me, and I'm not saying I'm right. I just don't want to hear about politics or anything like that when I'm watching for entertainment.
Right. It's one of the things that turn people off of going to, like, I don't know, maybe even like a Taylor Swift concert. You know, you go there just to hear her sing, and then she gets up there and in the middle of the show talks about politics, and it takes all of the, you know, the fun right out of the room.
Yeah, because that's not why we're there.
Right.
You know, we're there for the entertainment.
Well, look, and I mean, Fred, I think you're 100% right. Look, if you went to, let's say you went to a Donald Trump rally, right? Let's say, you know, you got the flag, you got your Donald Trump pin, your hat, you painted your face red, white, and blue, and you went to a Donald Trump event, and you stood in line for 6 or 7 hours, you finally got in, it started, and 10 minutes into it, he stopped doing it, and a football game broke out, you'd be like, what the hell is this?
Exactly. No, exactly. So I think, really, that's what it is, you know, and as we're talking, you know, the Dodgers are now falling behind in the ninth inning against Atlanta in game one of their series tonight, which is not good news. I just really believe, Tim, and again, I could be in the minority here because I do sports talk every day.
Sure.
I think people, when they go to an entertainment event, they want to be entertained.
That's
and
right.
That is their escape. That's an escape. It's at this point in time, because I'm saturated with the message or politics, I just want to be entertained. And I think maybe that's why the NBA was down.
Yeah, it could be. I noticed on your show with Rodney, you guys very rarely do anything politics. You guys do either sports or entertainment, or you have the best interview ever with Mayor Butts of Inglewood. Nobody interviews that guy like you.
Well, you know, he and I are dear friends. But, you know, on our show, on AM 570, we understand that people are coming to us for the escape.
Right.
This is what I just talked about.
Sure.
So you're coming to us for the escape, and we need to provide that for you. If we want to get more into politics or issues, I always say, listen to KFI, because you guys are the best in the business doing it in the country. But that's not why people come to us.
That's right. That's correct. Hey, so where do you think, how are the Lakers going to celebrate this? And is there going to be a parade, a virtual parade? What's the plan here?
I think there's going to be a Zoom call for 7 million people. I think that's how they'll do it. Everybody can dial in on Zoom. I have no idea what they're going to do. I know the mayor said they want to do something, and Jeannie Buss said they want to do something.
Right.
But I don't know what that something is. And even last night when we saw the celebration around Staples Center, you know, and I tried to be funny when I sent out an Instagram post. These people aren't wearing masks.
Right.
You know, in 2 weeks, we're going to find out the results of this.
Right.
Because it's always 2 weeks, right?
And it's always a weeks, super spreader event.
Yeah. So we'll see what happens in 2 weeks.
That's great. So the Dodgers, this is a best of seven game series. We're back to best of seven, right?
Yes. And okay. In the ninth inning, with a score tied at one, Blake Treinen gave up a home run. So now they're down 2-1. Atlanta is hitting in the top of the ninth. So the Dodgers will have a final opportunity in the bottom of the ninth, either to tie the game or win it, or Atlanta could open up the lead. This is not how you wanted to start, Tim, to be very
honest
with you. You're the Dodgers.
Who gave up the homer?
Blake Treinen. He came in to pitch the ninth inning, the reliever, big right-hander.
Right.
And boom, gone. So
you know,
now they're in a bit of a jam.
It doesn't say. I'm looking at Google Sports right now, and it doesn't tell me how many hits the Dodgers have or Atlanta has, which is sort of odd.
They have not torn the cover off the ball. I think each team had like 4 hits or 5 hits heading into the ninth.
And are there fans there? Because I've been working tonight. I haven't looked at it. Are there people in the stands?
Yeah. They can have up to 11,000 fans. So it looks like a really bad JV game you'd see at Burroughs High School in Burbank.
Hey, Fred, isn't it really strange that there's a Disneyland in Hong Kong that's 750 miles as the crow flies from Wuhan, and yet the Disneyland in Anaheim, which is 7,500 miles, is closed, And there's 11,000 people all packed in to watch the World Series. And Governor Newsom, I hate to get into politics, won't let one person walk around Disneyland. Isn't that kind of odd?
Yeah, that is kind of odd. Look, our state is unlike, as you know, right. many others. Our daughter lives in Houston. How's it going there? It's going great there. Do people wear masks? Yeah, but everything is open. We talked to some people over the weekend that live in Idaho. Well, are you worried? Their response, about what? It's like it never hit them. Okay.
I know.
We're kind of in a different place.
It really is crazy.
Tim, wait. Atlanta just scored again. Now it's 3-1 with one out in the bottom of the ninth.
All right, this is the last even approach of politics tonight that I'm done. But the meat market at Wuhan is open again. but Disneyland's closed.
Although, with all due respect, avoid the meat market in Wuhan. Everybody can do whatever they want. I'm just going to avoid that.
Hey, can you stay with us? You want to watch the game, and you got to go on the air. Can you hang with us?
What do you want me to do? Whatever you want.
Okay, excellent. All right, Fred Rogan is with us. He's great. He's on Channel 4 every night. He's on he's on KLAC with Rodney every morning as well. Rogan and Rodney, that's a great show. And he also has the Challenge on Sunday nights, which is a staple in my house. I love that show, and I want to come back and talk to him more about that show and Petros. AFI AM 640. It's Conway Show. Bad news. When it comes to the LA Dodgers, Fred Rogan joins us from KLAC, also Channel 4 every night. And the Challenge on Sunday night. Hey, what year are you in with the Challenge? Are you in 10, 11?
No, it's season 15, Tim. 15 years we've done the show.
And how long has Petros been with you the whole time?
He's been with us 14 years. When NBC got Sunday Night Football, I went to the general manager. And I said, listen, I got an idea for this show, and we're going to run it after Sunday Night Football. And I ran in there because I didn't want anybody else to claim that time period because they knew how valuable it was. And the person said to me, what are you going to do? I said, all right, here's going to be my plan. I'm going to do this multi-platform game show. Nobody's ever tried it where people can play online and win prizes. I said, occasionally, I'm going to have a live barnyard animal come in the studio. I'm going to show 3-day-old high school football highlights shot by parents on their cell phones. And I'm going to bring in this guy who you might consider a little chubby, but it's really loud. Some people love him, and other people aren't as fond. He's really polarizing.
Right.
And they said, are you going to show any NFL highlights? I said, absolutely not. They said, you're going to run this show after NFL football? I said, absolutely. And it became the highest-rated, locally-produced show on the market.
That's so great, man.
What we tried to do, Tim, it was simple. What you do every night, you can do it the way everybody else does, and then it doesn't work. You've got to try different things. And with Petros, who is a dear friend, I've known him 20 years, he's so intelligent and so witty that he just translates. And honest to God, there's a faction of our audience that loves him, swears by him, and thinks he is what I know he is to be, brilliant. And there's another group that thinks he is the most obnoxious human being on the planet.
Right.
When I take all of those people and put them together, we have a lot of people watching, so that works for me.
You know, I have the exact same way. About 99% of the people I know think that him and Matt are, you know, super smart and super funny. But there's always like one relative of mine that goes, oh, I hate Petros. You hear what he said yesterday? And that guy listens to him more than anybody.
Right, because you don't want to miss him.
Right.
You won't miss him. You know, Petros, and we both know him very, very well. He's a good friend of both of ours.
Right.
He probably, aside from you, with all due respect, might be the smartest guy I've ever met in my life.
I think you're right. But also his references to, you know, to like a garage band that was, you know, around back in the late 80s. He knows all the members of the band, what they wrote, where they lived. It's unbelievable the knowledge that that man has.
Yeah, and it's really kind of sad because obviously he's never had a life and has been able to focus on those kinds of things.
But I love when he does the high school football games with you because I mean, he'll come up with the craziest things. You know, like something will happen in the background, and you're like, look at that, Fred. Look what he did in the background there. This, the mascot came out, took his head off, you know, way before he was out of the sight of the, you know, the kids. Whatever it is, he sees a ball game differently than anybody else.
Yeah, and that's what makes him so unique and so special. Yeah. He sees things that other people don't, but when he calls your attention to it,
right,
it immediately stands out. I think he's one of the most talented guys I've ever met.
I think you're right. Now, Fred, people today online are talking about LeBron James being better than Michael Jordan.
I get that, and that's great for our show, for sports talk radio. But I always look at it like this. How can we make that comparison until LeBron James is done? He's still
right.
playing. When he's done, then we can compare the bodies of work. It's normally generational and who you saw at a certain period of
sure.
time in your life. So people that saw Michael Jordan will think he is the greatest. But there are kids today that never saw Michael Jordan play, only on YouTube. So
right.
they think LeBron James is the greatest.
But
Michael has more championships.
Yeah, but Michael Jordan was above, way above all the other players that he played against. Well, LeBron James is playing against terrific athletes who care about what they eat. They work out. They don't drink. They're terrific athletes. I think it's much harder to stand out and be terrific now than it was back in the 70s.
No, I hear what you're saying. I will say this. I think the athletes today, for the reasons you mentioned, just are more gifted physically.
Right.
And, you know, they are bigger. They are stronger. They are faster. But that happens in life. You know, when my father was alive and he was 5'10", you thought, my God, he's a giant. You know, no more. You know what I mean?
Right. Well, look, it's when Babe Ruth was hitting home runs, he was also drinking every day and having 9 cheeseburgers.
All right. What's wrong with that?
It's a whole different times.
Oh,
all right,
sorry.
Fred, I love the show. I love you on with Petros. I tape it. I tape it and we send it out on our social media. If that show ever got canceled or you ever quit doing it, it would depress the hell out of me because that's my Sunday night entertainment before I wind down.
Well, let me tell you, we're never going to let that happen. The last
Good.
Thing I want is you depressed, so I'll keep doing
that's
it.
That's excellent. Buddy, I always appreciate you coming on. I missed you with Fritz Coleman, but I love watching you, especially with that that red jacket you had on last night. Looks like you may have been wearing shorts. The cameraman went down a little too far, but I totally understand that.
But it's true. I was wearing shorts. The only time I've worn pants 3 times in the last 7 months. So everybody at NBC knows what my legs look like. I promise you that.
That's great, buddy. All right. I'll be listening tomorrow. Always appreciate coming on. I one of the coolest things in getting to do radio is becoming friends with you, and I truly, absolutely mean that.
Tim, you're the best. I appreciate the opportunity.
And we'll speak to you again soon.
You got it.
All right, there he goes. Fred Rogan. Man, what a great guy that is. Nobody's had that kind of, you know, longevity with that kind of humor and that honesty. You know, when he interviews Mayor Butts of Englewood, they go at each other, but at the end of the day, they're very good friends. And I think that's the only reason Mayor Butts comes on that show. But those are always the best interviews. You cannot get out of your car when Fred Rogan and Rodney are interviewing Mayor Butts of Englewood. It there should be a podcast of it. Hey. KFI AM at 640, it's Conway Show. I just got into not huge